The dispute between the U.S. and Canada over softwood, a dispute which is usually settled between the two countries in deals hammered out over decades, went public this week. Backing up, Canada sells timber to Canadian loggers from government-owned land at a pretty low price. The Canadians, in turn, sell it here in the U.S., where American lumber producers argue it should have a tariff slapped on it to make up for what they say is a government subsidy. Well, Tuesday, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross obliged, announcing the U.S. would impose a 20% tariff on all lumber imported from Canada. But that lumber is used in home building, and so now that U.S. industry, home building, is upset. Andrew Miller is CEO of Stimson Lumber in Portland, Oregon. And Andrew, Stimson Lumber has been around since 1850. It goes beyond Oregon to Washington, Montana, Idaho. And you're pretty happy about this proposed tariff. Why? What's the harm to you of Canadian lumber?
It's pervasive over a long period of time. I mean, we're a capital-intensive industry, so the weight that the Canadian lumber places on our market on a continual basis, particularly in down markets, because the Canadians are highly incented due to their timber subsidies. And I think it's important that Commerce Department found that the Canadian industry is receiving 32 other subsidies in addition to the primary one of their timber. So those subsidies, when the markets are declining cyclically, just weigh heavily and drive pricing down to levels that they're highly unprofitable. And mills in Oregon, including the mills that Stimson operates, have to curtail or close for extended periods of time. And that's been the cycle, really, for the last 30 years. In that environment, people are less inclined to hire. And meanwhile, the Canadians are humming away at full employment.
Well, you know what the Canadian lumber people say. They say that in turn for getting these low prices for trees from public land in Canada, they put in the roads, they maintain the areas that they, you know, put in a lot of money themselves. They're not just getting a freebie. But also, what about these estimates by the National Association of Home Builders that without that cheaper Canadian lumber, and it is cheaper, home building here in the U.S. would cost much more? There was an estimate by the National Association of Home Builders last year that a 15% increase, President Trump and his administration are talking about a 20% tariff, 15% would raise the cost of new homes by 4.2% here in the U.S. and cost 4,666 jobs.
You know, with all due respect, and in this day and age, everyone's got their facts, and the home builders are just wrong. Frankly, to some degree, they're just shills for the Canadian. I mean, the reality, for an average-size home, lumber for the last 15 years has made up 2% of the cost of a home. If 2% increases by 15 or 20%, that works out to a couple hundred dollars per home on an average home that's about $250,000. It's inconsequential. And people need to understand this is only the sticks that make up the framing. It's not the plywood. It's not the kitchen cabinets, the flooring, the doors, the windows. None of those are covered. It's only framing lumber. And interesting that the home builders should be complaining about this when their profit margin has doubled in the last 10 years.
Well, look, Vox is one of many publications that's reported on this. And as you well know, I don't have to tell you, this is one of, I think this is the seventh cycle of negotiations on this in modern times. There's a forestry professor at Yale who's quoted as saying it's like Groundhog Day because this has happened before. You know, sort of quietly, the countries come to an agreement. At one point, Canada did have to accept a 15% tariff. They put it on at their end. And then in 2002, the Commerce Department levied a 27% tariff. It went all the way to the World Trade Organization. The countries came to a deal. The U.S. had to give back some, but there was a tariff on the Canadian end. You know, people are saying that in this round, there probably would be a tariff put on this softwood again, but it's very public this time as opposed to other times. Do you worry that your industry is being used by the Trump administration to sort of, you know, have some bluster ahead of what might be a trade war with Canada?
No, this has nothing to do, and it's entirely separate. This is a long-running trade dispute. We're not seeking long-term duties. We're seeking a fair market share of about 22-23%. I mean, today, Canada has a 33% market share of the U.S. market. We need about 16% of their market share to supply U.S. demand combined with our own production. That gap between what we need of 16% and what's real today of 33% are jobs in the U.S. versus jobs in Canada.
Andrew Miller, CEO of Stimson Lumber there in Portland, Oregon, weighing in on this, you know, trade spat with Canada. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you.